Well, as you all who are here at the beginning of the session know, we got carried over by about 30 minutes. And for the sake of continuing the Congress appropriately, we're going to take two questions from the audience as some of you transition out, understandably, to make to your next sessions. If there are any burning questions, if not, the panel will be available over to the side here for taking questions directly as folks transition in, as we'll try to make up for the amount of time that was overlapped into our session. Are there any questions?
Dr. Kostadinidis from Athens, Greece, Europe. The entire session, I did not hear a word about robotic approach of all these problems. I hear about going open, but not robotically. Any comments?
About which approach? I apologize.
About
robotic. Any of the participants approach these robotically, either doing the initial resection or doing the takedown robotically?
I mean, I'll take that. I mean, I can do this laparoscopically. So for a robotic approach, maybe colovascular fistulas. I've done a few of those robotically, but the majority of the ones that I've done have been laparoscopic or open, unless that's not feasible.
So I have a number of colleagues who have appreciated approaching these robotically, especially the ability to handle the tissues and really, I mean, you can take apart pretty impressively fixed tissues robotically. But obviously, just like laparoscopy, it should be a tool in your chest that you utilize as you feel comfortable based on your skill set in approaching these difficulties that way. Yeah.
Good morning.
Is this on? There we go.
Thank you.
Just curious about laparoscopic drainage of an abscess versus interventional radiologic drainage of an abscess. I don't think we talked about that at all.
Well, I think that's kind of a segue, so we'll let Amy discuss that relative to lavage. Are there times, Amy, where you would just go in and do that laparoscopically? Do you prefer to have IR do that every time? Or what about those ones that were mentioned about, I think, Michelle, you mentioned about trying to drain them transrectally. Are there any that you would approach laparoscopically as opposed to draining transrectally? So Amy first.
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the strength of the interventional radiology group and the GI group, but we are very fortunate and our interventional radiologists are quite talented. So we have very few situations where they tell us that they are unable to place a drain. If they were unable to, we also are draining some abscesses transanally as well. But if those two options were not available and someone was truly a Hinchey 3, I think the main point is to make sure that the patient is healthy enough to withstand potential ongoing sepsis. So I think if you have a patient that's quite frail or has significant comorbidities, to laparoscopically put a drain in them and expect them to seal on their own, like if it's an immunosuppressed patient, I think puts the patient at risk.
Any other comments from the panel relative to that? I want to thank everyone for your attention and your time. This is a great great series of talks. Please do evaluations. There's also a maintenance of certification CME that is available for this session. So thank you very much. We appreciate it.